What not to do? Sensationalizing spirit traditions or mocking fear when Christian leaders encounter African diaspora spirit traditions? One of the greatest mistakes is sensationalizing. Some leaders make everything dramatic. They speak as if every object is demonic, every family story is a crisis, and every conversation must become a confrontation. Another mistake is mockery. A leader may say, "That is just superstition," or "How could anyone believe that?" But mockery does not build trust. It often deepens shame and pushes the person away from honest conversation. In this topic, we are not learning these traditions so we can sound superior. We are learning so we can minister wisely. Do not treat someone's fear as entertainment. Do not ask unnecessary details about rituals just because you are curious. Do not make the person feel like a spiritual spectacle. Do not promise instant deliverance from every fear. Do not act like a spiritual investigator. Do not go beyond your ministry role. Also, do not assume that every person connected to Santeria, Vodou, Candomblé, Umbanda, Espiritismo, or similar traditions is dangerous, occultic, or hostile to Christianity. Some people are deeply involved. Some are culturally connected. Some are afraid. Some are confused. Some are spiritually hungry. Some have already begun seeking Christ but are still sorting through family practices. A wise Christian leader keeps the conversation grounded. You might say, "I want to understand what this has meant in your life." You might say, "It sounds like fear has been heavy for you." You might say, "As a Christian, I believe Jesus has authority over every spiritual power, but I do not want to rush or pressure you." You might say, "Would you like me to pray with you in Jesus' name?" Notice the permission. Notice the calm. Notice the clarity. Ministry Sciences reminds us that fear, family loyalty, spiritual pressure, and shame can become tangled together. If someone has been threatened, manipulated, exploited, abused, or controlled by a spiritual leader or family system, slow down. Do not handle that alone. Seek appropriate pastoral oversight, referral support, and safety guidance. Christian leaders must avoid two extremes. One extreme denies spiritual reality and treats everything as psychology or culture. The other extreme becomes dramatic, intrusive, and reckless. The better path is Christ-centered steadiness. Do not mock fear. Do not sensationalize spirits. Do not use another person's story as ministry theater. Listen with dignity. Speak with clarity. Pray by permission. Keep Christ central.